Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Do you need help? Or do you know someone who needs help? Let's go in-depth with Jason Henry with the Well Resource Center, Melissa Zula with the Pella Community Food Shelf, and Larry Peterson with the Good Samaritan Free Clinic of Pella. Jason, what's the Well?
The Well Resource Center, it really came out of a collaboration of churches and community members in how we serve an under-resourced population. So about 5 years ago, we started dreaming about what the Well could become. First piece was our resource center where we meet with clients, try to understand their needs and, again, help them stabilize their resources. A couple years ago, we had a generous donation of the thrift store. So most people know about the Well thrift store. That store, its profits actually support the Well, the ministry piece of that. And then I think now you can look at the Well and say it's become something much bigger in that we're partnering with other organizations out of one location to serve that population. So organizations like the Pella Community Food Shelf, the Good Samaritan Free Medical Clinic, the Senior Meals Program for the Pella, Iowa location. We've got Vital Men that meet here, which is a men's ministry. We've got a cadets group meeting here, and certainly there's more and more and more that we want to do in the future.
Well, it's an incredible space. It's huge, and meeting rooms and all kinds of activities, and looks like business offices. I've been here a couple of times, and I'm just starting to learn my way around the maze. It's pretty neat.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to the community that's created here. So we're seeing lots of different generations here now. It's just becoming a really lively space, and ultimately we hope that we're serving people better because of it.
What does this mean for the food shelf, Melissa?
Right. Well, a couple of weeks ago, we opened up the Pella Community Food Shelf here, serving our clients in the Pella Community School District. It's been going pretty well. We're pretty excited to be here. What this opportunity allowed for us is to just really expand what we're doing. We're going to be able to offer more of our local goods, local produce, and things like that, because now we just have more space to serve things, so we're just going to be able to serve our clients better.
You didn't lose any clients along the way?
Oh, no. No, I sure hope not. You know, we like to build friendships and relationships with the clients that we have, and so our transition from Peace Lutheran Church has been pretty smooth here. Truly, we just ran out of space over there. We actually ran out of space over there about a year or two ago, so we're excited to kind of be here and be able to spread our wings.
And the Good Samaritan Clinic is here as well. What does that mean for the clinic?
I think two things come to mind, Bob. First is you walk into the exam rooms, and it's just like a medical clinic. It's very similar to what people will find up at Pella Regional or any other medical clinic. It's exam tables, sinks, cabinets. We're also, in that respect, able to keep it a lot more sanitized, cleaner, because it's our people who are going in there. It's not other people that we're sharing space with. So we're really able to maintain a healthier environment for our patients. And the other thing that I would mention is now we're with other organizations in the community, the Well and their programs, the Food Shelf, the Senior Food Program, and we're sharing some of the same clients. So now it's really one place that they're going to be coming to, and a place that they know and they're comfortable coming to. And I think it'll be beneficial for all of our programs to have similar clients coming to the same place.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Jason Henry, Melissa Zula, and Larry Peterson. the whole idea is to make referrals and find the help where they need it in one space.
That's correct. We really just wanted to consolidate all of the resources that are serving a similar client base at one place, because we know it's hard. Transportation is difficult. There's challenges in getting out. So now if we could serve, again, out of that one space, just makes it so much easier.
Are you going to expand, do you think, by having other programs come in that aren't here yet?
Or? Yeah, that's our wish is, as you've seen in the space, we've got room to grow. Our desire is, as we continue to identify needs that the folks that we work with have, we can add more resources to this space.
I noticed on the sign below that I guess the motto, you call it the motto, is help and hope. I sort of understand the help part of that. That's pretty clear. It's medical care, food, you know, other resources. Give me an angle on the hope.
Yeah, that's correct, and that's a great observation. So we actually talk about hope in the context of hope that there's something that's going to be better for me tomorrow. We're obviously a Christian organization. We find our hope in our faith. Many of the folks that come see us find hope in their faith. And it's hard when you're fighting tough things day in and day out. Could be joblessness, could be health situations, could be financial situations. We want them to have a glimmer of hope inside of the challenges that they're going through.
We have to have hope.
We absolutely have to have hope.
It would be just way too depressing to not have much hope, wouldn't it?
It would be.
But you see people that are at the sort of end of their rope, I guess, that seem or feel hopeless.
Yeah. You know, we certainly, we've seen folks come in here with addictions that say, I need help. I can't do it anymore. There is a person looking for hope. They're looking for a future inside of their struggle. We see family members that are dealing with family crisis. We see folks that are in financial crisis. Yeah, you want to give them that hope. You want them to feel like tomorrow's going to be a brighter day than today is.
But they ultimately have to find inside themselves. I mean, you're going to help them out here, but they're going to have to help pull themselves out, right?
That's correct. And we do it through relationship. We do it through encouraging them, meeting with them, praying with them, offering resource and guidance. And you'll find, I'm going to use this word again, you'll find the community that's created here is, it's really a special bond that folks have that come through here.
Do you ever have to say things like, oh, Bob, come on, get your act together. You know, you've got to do something too. Do you ever find yourself saying that?
We certainly do. I don't know that we would say it that way. I think we'd say it more in encouragement. Bob, you're very capable of doing this. Bob, you have these skills. You have these talents. Go do it.
Okay, so you're going to encourage me rather than scold me?
That's correct.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Jason Henry, Melissa Zula, and Larry Peterson. You're going to have an open house, so everybody in the community can come and see what's going on.
That's correct. So on October 8th, we're planning on opening the doors up. You'll find that this place does not look even close to what it looked like even 6 months ago. As we open the doors up, it will start, our open house for the community start at 10 o'clock. It'll end at 4 o'clock. Those times coincide with when the thrift store is open, so shoppers can come through the thrift store. Then they can come into the side of the building, the east side of the building, where all of these resources are located at. We're going to have self-guided tours. You'll get a little bit of history on the organizations that are here. Those organizations will be here so they can share what their mission is and what they're doing. We're going to have food. There'll be lunch provided that's a free will donation for lunch. We're going to have activities for kids. We've got a bunch of pumpkins that have been donated, so we're going to have some pumpkin decorating stuff. We've got some prizes that we're going to do. We're going to do some drawings for some prizes. So should really be a neat day to learn about what's not only happened here at the well, but bring your family and just enjoy a good family day.
And so the kids can be having fun while people are looking around.
That's correct.
And learning.
Yep.
What are you going to be proud to show the community, Melissa?
We're just excited to open up our doors and let everybody see this expanded space. I believe not only do we have a beautiful market space, an area that our clients are served out of, but they're also going to be able to see kind of our expanded storage in the back. But our really the thing we're most excited about on this is showing our new coolers and freezers, just some of the new items that we have gotten as we have made this transition. But our real goal, the area that we serve out of, what our clients get to see, we really think is a beautiful space. And that was a big goal of ours, was to really, we want to lift families up. We want them to feel like when they come into here, it's like shopping at a really nice grocery store. And we hope that that's what we've achieved. So we're excited to show that to the community.
The community has always been right behind the food shelf.
Huge!
It?
It's been huge. It's so neat. It's just overwhelming. And for 35 years, they have walked beside us, and it's been something that has started off so small, and now it's grown into something that's quite something else. It's a lot larger. We're serving 10% of the population. We're serving down in the Twin Cedars School District as well. So it's just a ministry that continues to grow, and we hope that we're really making an impact not only in our community but just outside of its walls.
And what are you going to be proud to show off, Larry?
Well, as I mentioned before, we have a whole new setup for exam space, and I think people are going to be very impressed when they come in and see how professional it all looks now. But the other piece I would hope happens is that not just the Pella community, but I know the radio station has a broader area that they cover, and I hope the wider area, like Marion County, we have people from Mahaska County coming up, from Jasper County coming down. So I would like us to open it up to not just stressing the Pella community, but the surrounding area as well. Because I know these folks also serve more than just Pella. And lastly, I think what we've been doing is somewhat hidden. People may know that it's going on, but maybe they don't know what the Well Resource Center offers. And now that they're going to be able to see how much expanded the food shelf program is, and maybe our service that we're offering at the Free Medical Clinic is the same. People may not know that it's even existing in this community for those people who have no insurance or who have difficulty with the financial piece of medical insurance that we're serving.
You want people to reach out that hear this program and know about the Well. You want them to reach out to people that might not know and tell them to come on.
Exactly. It's like neighbor helping neighbor.
Now, what's the date and hours of the open house again?
Yep. So October 8th is when we're going to have the open house. Again, just some kind of key times for that. We'll serve it. The open house will start at 10 o'clock. We'll be done at 4 o'clock. Most of it will be self-guided tours that anybody can do. Like I said, we're going to have children's activities, so we'll have some games outside, some pumpkin decorating that they can do. There's some crafts that they can do. We will offer a lunch from 11 to 1:30 that, again, it'll have a free will donation. We're going to do some on the thrift store side. We're going to do some repurposing demonstrations. So we get lots of shoppers that come in that buy things and want to take them and repurpose them. So we're going to show how to do some of that. Those items will be part of an auction at the end, so folks can bid on items and take them for auction. There'll be some prizes for participation in the tours, and should just be a really great family day for folks.
Well, why is it important that people come?
You know, we've talked about this a little bit in the past when we visited. We live in such a generous community, and I think sometimes when you live in that, you lose that there's still needs there. There's still people that have needs. There's still people looking for hope. What I hope people see when they come here is we're creating a space for that to happen, for not only the community to come in and participate, but as Larry says, we're bringing people in from other communities. And again, for us, I look at it from, we're not offering only help for that person that might come in the form of a resource such as the food shelf for medical care, but we're offering that hope that it's going to be brighter tomorrow than it is today.
Thanks to Jason Henry, Melissa Zula, and Larry Peterson for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.